I want to begin this sermon with the traditional prayer for Good Friday, which is this. And so let's pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this, your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men to suffer death upon the cross. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Isn't this strange? We pray to the Lord, we pray to the Father, to behold his family, whom Jesus died on the cross for. Yet it is not strange at all. That first Good Friday, Jesus did something strange. Not only did he die on the cross for your sins and completely pay for them and defeat sin, defeat the power of sin, which is death, and defeat the one who does sin, the devil. Jesus created a brand new family, and not just for himself, but for all who would believe in him. Jesus looks down from his throne, the cross, and says to Mary, "Woman, behold your son." And to John, "Behold your mother." From that point on, Jesus has established his church. From that point on, Jesus has established his church. For it is written in Psalm 68, God settleth the solitary in families. Or as a more clear translation puts it, God makes a home for the lonely. Now, some of us are orphans. Some of us are widows. Some of us, however, are orphans and widows of a cruel, dark world. No matter what kind you are, the Lord Jesus uses his power to put you in his new family, the church. And how does he do that? But through the cleansing of the water and the blood that comes from his side. From that day forward, John took Mary into his home. And even nicer translation might be, John brought her in among his people, or his wife and his kids, his family. John made Mary one of his family that day. Mary would never again be a stranger or a visitor that's only there for a bit in John's home again. Now she was family. Jesus makes a home for the lonely. And Jesus is creating a new family. This puts "it is finished" into a whole new light. Yes, the punishment of your sin is finished. Yes, the law has no more say in your life. The wages of the law are finished. Death and the power of the devil, they are finished. But also, the new creation, the creation of the church, also that was finished that day. No one need feel lonely anymore in Christ Jesus' church. The new family of faith has been established by the water of holy baptism and the blood of the supper, the blood that cleanses you of all sin. Jesus has fulfilled his promise that he made to his Father in the upper room Maundy Thursday. Not one of his beloved has been lost. Jesus lays down his life of his own will, and he takes it up again. They took away all of Jesus' clothes. They cast lots for those clothes. He hung on the cross naked. And for some reason, this is what triggers, of all things, Psalm 22 in John's heart. as he watches at the foot of the cross with his new mother, Mary. King Jesus is naked on the throne of the cross. Behold the man. Like the first man, Adam, Jesus is naked. But he doesn't have any shame in his nakedness like Adam did. Jesus's only sin, his only shame, is the sin and shame that you and I, that the Jews, that Pilate, that the soldiers who mocked him gave him to bear. Jesus didn't need to cover himself with fig leaves. It's not his shame to cover. God didn't cover him with animal skins like he covered Adam and Eve. No. That's our sin. That's our shame. It's not his. He has no shame. He has no sin for the world to see. He is the perfect man. Yet he died in our place. He's the new man, the perfect one, the second Adam. The second Adam who has dominion over all of creation as Adam should have, yet he doesn't fail. The second Adam who cares for creation perfectly. The second Adam who is the Adam that the first Adam simply could not be. Behold the man. And just as the first woman, Eve, Adam's bride, was taken from Adam, her husband's side, the bride of Christ, the church, is taken from Jesus, the crucified king, the crucified perfect second Adam's side, as water and blood gush from it, as the foundations of the church, baptism, and the supper, the forgiveness of sins that makes and sustains Christians, flow from his side. The forgiveness of your sins was won that Friday. That Friday which we call good, because of that sacrifice on Good Friday, each and every day since, Jesus delivers to you from his side by means of water and blood, by means of the word attached to that water and blood. The forgiveness of your sins, which he earned. And so, Christian, behold your mother. And church, behold your son. Dear Christian, behold your Savior, Jesus Christ, crucified. Behold the man. Jesus creates his church on the throne of the cross. Jesus sustains, perfects, and each day makes the people of his church a new creation by water and blood, cleans them by water and blood, forgives them through water and blood from the throne of his cross. Water of life pouring from his side. The blood that covers you and cleanses you of all sin from his side. And through these simple means, Jesus keeps. He keeps all of his promises that he's made to you. And he keeps all of his sheep in his hand. And they know his voice. Jesus makes a home for the lonely. He has made a home for you here at Holy Spirit. He has done the same for so many of our brothers and sisters in such a short time. Some of those dear brothers and sisters of ours, they've gone ahead of us. They've gone ahead to Christ's rooms in his household, which he promised. And if it were any different, he would have said so. But know that Jesus makes a home for the lonely. By the water and the blood that flows from his side, a new family created. Almighty God, graciously behold these people, these wonderful people, these beautiful people, your family, for whom our Lord Jesus was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men to suffer death upon the cross. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who now even lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.